From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. There are conflicting stories circulating about the outcome of Turkish-Russian talks on the Syrian crisis. The Turkish state Anadolu news agency, citing an official source, says a ceasefire agreement has been reached on that could go into effect as early as midnight Wednesday. But Russia is refusing to comment on that report, and rebel groups say no such official truce has been agreed on. German authorities have detained a Tunisian man allegedly linked to Anas Amri, the man who carried out an attack on a Berlin Christmas market. Federal prosecutors said on Wednesday the 40-year-old man was detained after a search of his business and residence. Officials said the man's telephone number was saved in Amri's cell phone. Prosecutors have until Thursday to decide whether or not they have enough evidence to seek a formal arrest warrant. Former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez has been indicted on charges of directing a corruption scheme while attempting to hide millions of dollars in a convent. A federal judge charged Fernandez and other officials of her administration with planning to steal public funds that were meant for public road projects between 2003 and 2015. An illicit association conviction can warrant a possible 10-year prison sentence, while a fraudulent administration conviction can lead to a 6-year sentence. Prominent Bahraini rights activist Nabil Rajab has been released from prison pending a trial on charges of circulating inaccurate information and posting a series of insults on Twitter. Rajab's lawyer said his client was released after a court hearing Wednesday. He had requested to be freed due to health problems. This is VOA News.